Hi. Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business? With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
Alex, that you're going to make psychopath children.
Very smart ones, very wealthy.
Hello and welcome to the 33% Majority. This is a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame, and I am still the host this time, Tom Hutchinson.
Actually, I think you'll find I'm the host, and I'm just so impressed with how eloquent Tom just put on the intro. That was incredible.
Who are you?
Well, I think I'm the host this time.
Oh, okay. Are we not saying our names?
I forgot to say my name, guys.
They know who we are now, Tom.
Listeners, this is the 11th episode. If you haven't listened to any of their episodes, you won't know who I am, and I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, cool.
Hi, listeners. It's me, everyone's favourite, Alex Springthorpe, and I'm a host.
Good grief. Right, okay, this is a podcast. At least we hope it is.
This is a podcast, we're doing it, and welcome to it. Hello.
Hi, welcome to some words, some people, just some things, you know, a concept.
The 33% majority, a concept.
This is high art. Also, my name's Ashley Hall, and I'm actually, I am a host, but I don't think I'm the host.
In the interest of clarity, shall we just round robin that and just say names again, just so everybody has definitely heard them and can attribute voices to names.
Sure.
Yeah. It's your boy Tom Hutchinson.
It's your boy Ash Hall.
Ash Hall. It's
it's me. Hi, ladies and gents. It's me, Ash Hall.
Listen.
Oh no, Alex is going to say bad things, and then I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay, actually, guys, listen. Guys, off Homie. The cuff, I know that we haven't planned for any of this. We know the order of play today, but how about I be Alex, Ash, you be me, and Alex, you be... I actually got lost in my own sort of train of thought there.
Shall we instead start with, hello, my dearest friends, how are you? Have you had good weeks?
Well, thank you. How was yours?
Yeah, pretty good.
Cool.
Wow, you guys, my week was chaotic, guys. And I know neither of you asked, because I'm a mystery boy, just out here.
Alex literally asked you.
I did.
Well, now I feel like I've been rude.
Oh my fucking God.
Today's vibes are chaotic, aren't they? Anyone else getting that?
Have we forgotten how to podcast? Alex, let's just quickly, before you
last
you
last
host,
week, we rolled for initiative. And that gave us the order of events. This week, we don't have that.
Yeah.
And on that note, welcome to not Dungeons & Dragons, ladies and gents. I know not all of you are fans. I know some of you were very big fans. How do we solve that? I don't know. Those are issues for someone smarter than me to solve. How do you cater to a percentage of an audience?
I think you just offer them the thing. You know, like when you feed a horse, you can't like ram it at the horse. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't force feed it.
You can lead a listener to a Dungeons & Dragons extravaganza. You can't force them to listen to your high-quality WAVs.
Absolutely.
You can't force those sound waves in. You have to use some sonic lube by tricking them into thinking it was a normal podcast, and then boom, nerds.
Yeah, boom, nerd shit. I mean, one of our listeners who likes to refer to himself as our 1% consultant and resident placenta fronk, he suggested that...
Sorry, resident placenta. I'm going to stop
you there. Because... Yeah, we were having a discussion.
Everybody's favourite one placenta. I love that.
Exactly. So he's our 1% consultant, and he thought that it might be a good idea that we actually just separate the two entirely. So the people that enjoy the Dungeons and Dragons, if we want to continue doing that, we can drop that on a weekly or bi-weekly, or I don't know what the time frame would be, but we can certainly drop that on a separate feed.
If you want more information on that podcast, then you're going to need to roll an investigation check so you can find all those juicy deets.
But also, if you do want to listen to a D&D podcast, please let us know, drop us an email.
Write us a letter.
Yeah.
Send us a fax.
Right, send us a P.O. box.
We accept Telegram.
Yeah, get your Western Union representative to send over a good letter.
What the fuck? Why are you sneering at email? I'm hip and cool.
You're not. You're the oldest of the three of us.
Both of you think I'm not cool, but I'll have you know, I've been called cool at least twice in my life.
Ashley's so old he calls chalk acoustic pencils.
That's the one. Off the call, we were taking the piss out of Ashley for overusing the joke about a weird phrase being his alt-rock punk band. But also, I've noticed that he also likes to say
Ashley
listen.
Calling things his alt-rock punk band is the name of my alt-rock punk band.
Exactly.
That's such a hard thing to say.
That's meta as fuck, that is.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Sorry, Tommy, I cut you off there.
Do you know what? Train of thought, it has left this station.
Okay, I hang on to it because I had something to build off of it. You were saying that Ashley says the word listen a lot when he starts sentences.
He do.
And what I've started compiling is a compilation of all the times Ashley says listen.
Is that a legitimate thing that you've done?
It's a minute long already.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay, cool. Cool. Well,
so I really hate that.
I will keep building. Acquiring.
Listen, I'm eloquent and well spoken. How could you use my catchphrase, a single word, against me? This is the worst. This is the worst Christmas I've ever had.
In other news, vis-a-vis my week, today I had a motorcycle test to upgrade my motorbike license, which passed, so I did it.
Good work.
Of course, never in question, you speedy boy.
So, you know, I'm just glancing around the podcast recording studio here. I'm not seeing the balloons or streamers. There's no fanfare. Sweet treats.
Tom, you've got to edit this one because we need you to write, edit in. I almost said write in, like this was fan fiction.
Ashley, do not volunteer me for editing. For you doing that, you can fucking edit it.
Tom's editing this one, and he's to chuck in all the sound effects. Oh no, a clown with horns for feet. He's
Fuck
walking
off.
Towards me. I can't believe how close to the microphone he is.
Oh no, now there's a velociraptor. This is terrifying.
You guys are just making...
Oh, and he's riding around in General Lee with that horn playing.
Oh, that's a problematic flag you've got on your car, General Lee. You should stop it.
Okay.
I didn't know velociraptors had lips and in turn were able to play vuvuzelas. I didn't know that.
They do play the vuvuzela.
Good puns, guys. I'm not fucking editing this. Alex, take away the hosting duties, please.
Yes, my segment. So I started a new job like 6 weeks ago and, you know, settling in, meeting the team and everything. And what's happened is there's like three of us that all started at very similar times.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just kind of idle chatting around ye old water cooler. Not ye old. This isn't the Dragons and Dungeons one.
Get out of the fantasy
Just around
world.
The water cooler. And one of them was a teacher before he came into this cushy little office job that we do. And it got me thinking, because he left teaching because it was very, very difficult. So how do you make certain jobs easier? Like, what advice Ooh. Could we give to teachers or lawyers? You know, these high-stress, apparently, professions. How can we make that easier for them?
Okay.
Well, teaching's relatively easy to solve, isn't it? Because all you've got to do is just make the kids more obedient. So, like, a shock collar or... What do you think?
Negative reinforcement.
Yeah.
I was going down the route of putting one of those Elon Musk chips into kids' brains and just essentially having like Google in their heads. But yeah, you went down the line of child abuse.
Mine's cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper and child abuse.
The public school system is chronically underfunded as it is. They can't afford the Trillo bucks required for an Elon chip.
Okay, fair.
So there's only one thing to do, isn't there? And there's get a shock collar and just get it done, really.
Okay, okay. So what? So Alex, sorry, run down the list again. What jobs were you thinking? You said teachers.
So I thought of, you know, sat down, planned this segment for ages. I thought of teachers. I thought of lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Cool. Okay.
Those were the ones I said.
Well, lawyers is easy. You just make just everyone's guilty. You're all guilty.
Guilty until proven innocent.
All done the crime. Right. Now you'll all do the time.
Yeah, I tell you what. I think what you'll find is a lot of, you know, the innocent until proven guilty gives people the opportunity to kind of kick back, because it's like, well, I don't need to worry about this, because until they can prove that I'm guilty, I'm just a good guy. I'm just, you know, hanging out, chilling. Whereas if you were guilty until proven innocent, that would get people on high alert. They'd be working very hard to exonerate themselves from crimes.
Oh, I really don't want to be found guilty of this crime that I've done. I won't do it.
Hmm. Or, you know, looking at it from another perspective, if the government's going to give more support to lawyers, cameras everywhere. Just cameras. Just cameras, you know.
Listen, Big Brother is watching
you. No. Right, Ash, you're on a listen ban.
No, he's not. I like my compilation.
I'm not.
It's fun to make. It's fun to listen to.
This is the worst kind of fascism I've ever experienced.
Stop trying to alter my friend Ashley. He's perfect the way he is.
I won't change for you, Tom.
It hurts my... It's now hurting my ears and my brain.
Listen, Tom.
Listen,
no.
Tom. I've had enough of it.
Fuck sake.
Look, we all do things. We all say things and do things with speech. I know better than anybody, having to listen to all three of us for hours on end. Tom, you make this noise whenever you start a sentence, and it's just the sound of your lips opening, and it's just a sharp sound.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
I can make a compilation if you want.
A tutty compilation. Okay, I apologise. Sorry, I snapped there. It's been a long week.
How do we make the job of 33% majority podcast editor easier?
We stop using...
Remove all of the hosts.
Yeah. Just get rid of the hosts. We'll just have
remove
the background
all of
noise
them.
Of our individual... our together studio.
Just get a speech-to-text synthesizer. We'll all type out our own parts of the podcast and then mash that together.
Yeah, let's give that a go. Let's give it starting now.
My name is Tom and I am the host of the 33% Majority. Although there was a break in the conversation and you may think that this is a different voice, this is actually still Tom talking and I'm a dumb piece of shit. Stupid boy. Dumb man.
No, silly pants. No, that was Alex. That was Alex doing that.
01100011001.
Yeah.
Why is that other robot over there in the corner malfunctioning?
Help me, Daddy. Ooh woo.
Oh dear. Right. Okay, so
I'm in Silicon Jail.
Other jobs. I mean, a lot of them you could probably just replace the people with a robot. That'd be super easy because the person wouldn't need to do the job.
But you would need the robots to be really good, and you'd need people to make those robots.
But no. That's the thing, Ashley. Could you program a robot to be a programmer? If you could, then we can all retire.
That's a horrific idea. Don't go putting that into people's heads.
Why?
Because that's how every fucking horror film involving robots, i.e. like the Terminator movies, action movie, I should say, but it's still pretty horrific. I don't want Mark Zuckerberg's face controlling the universe.
But if I haven't seen any of the movies, then it can only be a good idea because I haven't got all of
positive.
These negative influences. Only good can come from this.
Only great things can happen here.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, fair play. I mean, it's like blissful ignorance would be the way to describe it.
Well, let's get some inspiration here. What jobs have already been made easier? So street sweepers, they've now got giant mechanical street sweepers. Just replace teachers and lawyers with giant robots, but just give them like weapons. Because you're not going to lie to a lawyer that's got like a samurai sword instead of a face.
I think with stuff like teacher and lawyer where, okay, maybe the AI has come a long way and artificial intelligence is wonderful and great. I feel like there is you need a human element to teach and to lawyer. Maybe some of those more complex roles we keep as run by the humanoids for now. Things like lollipop person to help you cross the road as a child. That's a robot.
But I thought, wait, no.
That's a fence. Just get a fence.
Guys, surely, I thought that we figured the lollipop person issue out years ago when those, you guys probably heard of them, traffic lights.
Yeah!
Oh, Tom, you're a genius. This is why you're everyone's favourite.
Yeah. The bulb robot.
Yes, the bulb person.
There's nothing sexier as a robot that I find than like being on a stick. Everything's better on a stick, isn't it, really?
Yeah, apples, lollies, people.
Lollipop ladies on a
stick.
Yeah,
bagels.
Yeah. Bagels.
On a stick. Oh, yeah. Oh. Stick on a stick. It's a tree. Everyone loves them.
So my mind, you know, the entire time you've been running through the examples, my imagination has been following along. So I've got a stick and then it's got a bagel on it and, you know, all of that. And then I had a stick in my hand and then it just turned into a tree.
This is the worst day.
And I was just holding hands with my tree friend. That was a magical journey, actually. Aww. And I thank you for it. I feel warm now. And
good work.
I do it for you. It's all for you, baby boy.
good work.
Sweet prince.
That's very rational thinking. I want to go back to teaching again. So obviously, yeah, you can't really probably replace a person that is a teacher, but what can you, like, could you sort of emulate the office environment and have every single student in a cubicle that they're not allowed to leave? But then that might be prison, actually. So maybe not that.
You're onto something there in terms of the office environment. Get rid of the teacher. Kids these days, they're smart enough to Google stuff. You just go, right, children, class of 30, what we've done is we've taken your teacher and we've executed them. That teacher's salary, we will divvy up between the 30 of you. You've just got to learn algebra now. Anyway, see you all later. Learn algebra. Goodbye. See you at 3 o'clock. At which point you will know algebra. And they'll Google it, and then they'll earn themselves a couple of Trillo bucks ready to spend on fizzy pop.
But it's like, do you know what? Like,
Panda pop.
Obviously, you're bantering, and like I thought it was funny, but then I thought to myself, if you gave me an interesting enough conundrum, I'll YouTube and Google the shit out of that, and I'll probably get to the resolution. So I suppose, really, you just need the teacher to be non-present and just creating fun problems for kids to solve via Google and YouTube. They'll get there, they'll do it. So we've done it.
But then you need like an incentive more than like that. So you could do it like, if you don't learn algebra in the end of this 6-hour stretch, the lion at the end of the room in the cage door will open and he'll devour you all.
Okay, so very threatening. Okay,
you need motivations. And you know what's cheaper than giving them actual money?
We're back to fear and terror and the threat of death to encourage these youths.
Listen, I grew up under constant fear of being eaten by lions. and I turned out just fine.
Ashley, it was just Frosties. Tony the Tiger ain't gonna get you. It was okay.
Oh, Alex, that was a great joke. Well done.
Wow, great.
Cheap.
Listen, cheap, he's a furry cheap icon.
Okay. Oh, he's my furry icon.
Woo, Tony Tiger Daddy.
The other day at work, I actually had to learn trigonometry. I obviously was taught it at school. It immediately evacuated my head. And then my boss sat me down the other day and was like, hello, we're going to do a thing. Welcome to the work environment. We need to design a thing. Here's trigonometry. Do you know it? And I said, no, Christopher, I do not. He said, let's go. And within 10 minutes, he taught me trigonometry.
Oh, good.
Do you want to know why? Because if I didn't know trigonometry, I wouldn't be able to pay for the things I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids need money.
No, they don't need money. That's terrible. Don't teach them to associate their own value with money. Oh, Lord.
Pay kids to be in school.
Well, hello, children. Welcome to school. This is how the world is. You want a thing, you must do it, and then you earn money for it, and then you can do it and have things. And you've just got very, very intelligent children, so good at algebra.
They'll be psychopaths, Alex.
No, all about volcanoes. Oh, they could tell you all about Of Mice and Men, and they pull up to school, and they're in a Lamborghini Huracan. You want to know why? Straight A's.
Alex, that you're going to make psychopath children.
Very smart ones, very wealthy.
Who was the German fella that was, he did like American, no, his dad was German, or maybe Lithuanian. It's an American genius who died at 46 from a brain hemorrhage, but he was a genius. His parents raised him with this whole like set of logics. They were like, oh yeah, there'll be no playing. Every moment, you know, not spent eating, sleeping will be spent learning. And he was like writing books by the time he was like 7, but I think he killed himself or he died of a brain hemorrhage.
Okay, that is a pretty extreme example, but surely that's just the human experience anyway. Like, every day you're out to learn something. Yeah. If I don't learn something, that's a day wasted.
Yeah, but like, you could learn something really you could learn something emotionally good for you, like, today I learned that I really like the colour green.
Yeah, or like, I like being around flowers.
Green's the worst colour, though, right?
My favourite colour. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Alex, we're getting a divorce. You don't know me.
It's so hard to do a podcast with you sometimes, Ash. Ash, I think we just want different things.
Jesus, fuck, that sounds so familiar. I might actually have like a... I might collapse in on myself. Just now just say, it's not you, it's me, and I'll...
Ashley, you never made me come.
I've never heard that, buddy. That doesn't stress me out at all. Have you seen how gorgeous my wife is compared to how I look?
Yep, very much punching.
Yeah, she's not here for the comedy, bro, let's face it.
I think really Alex and I aren't here for the comedy either. We just needed 3 for the title.
Yeah.
We thought of the title first, Ash, and then you just walked by. You were outside mopping the floors of the communal areas of the podcast recording studio.
God, I'm getting it today, aren't I? Fuck
and you heard through the door, you heard me and Tom chatting away over the boardroom table. God, we need a title for this podcast. What can we name this podcast? And you popped your head in the door and you said, what can we name this podcast? That was the name of my alt-rock band.
No, I popped my head in and went, listen.
Oh, God. Very, very good, Pastor. I feel like we've reset the energy now, boys. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling podcasty. I've got my monolithic dildo of a microphone in front of me, and I'm feeling good, feeling ready to go.
Tom, what's your favourite colour just before I hand over?
I think blue, maybe. Blue is a good one.
Like a dark blue or like a light blue?
No, like a royal blue. Like a royal one.
Oh, yeah, like a midnight blue.
Ah, school uniform blue.
Yeah, love it, yeah. I've been conditioned.
That sounds real noncey.
That's a new word for this show, and I love it. Noncey.
Just in case anybody was interested, I like the fiery happiness of a nice orange.
Good work, buddy. I actually think I knew that
one. Orange suits you. That's very suitable. You're a very warm man.
Anyway, I resigned from my segment.
I'd like to pick up where you left off.
Nope, it's actually the frictionator is going to start overheating if we don't crack that puppy open now.
Fizzing in the background with its little cheap noises.
Anyway, welcome everybody to our regular segment of Urban. What the frictionary? I put some real stank on that one, by the way.
You did, Tom. Really well. I loved it.
I've put some heat. I was some heat there. Anyway, the one we've got today, the first one we've got today, is a Hershey's Rainbow Kiss. That's Hershey's the chocolate Rainbow Kiss.
Hershey's are the ones that look like bumholes, innit?
I think I've heard what a Rainbow Kiss is, and I'm not going to make a guess.
No, you make a guess. You make a guess.
I'm not going to make a guess. No, I'm not going to go first because it's revolting, and I feel bad. I feel bad knowing this.
I think it's whatever Ash says next after I've cut out the next 2 minutes of us just rambling back and forth before Ash decides to say what a rainbow kiss is.
Cool.
Listeners, you're never going to hear this. Right now, I'm going to say some real offensive shit.
Ash, if you hadn't realised yet, that's the purpose of this segment. It's disgusting, gross shit, so go for it.
Cool, I'm about to drop some bigotry the likes of which you've never seen.
Drop that bigotry dookie load, go for it.
Right, so I think a rainbow kiss is when you go down on your lady when she's on her period.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you come in her mouth, then I think you swap spit.
Okay, right. So there's got so
and
with
a Hershey's rainbow kiss because Hershey's look like bumholes. I don't know.
Do they?
Do we have Hershey's kisses? Have I just absorbed that from the television?
Yeah, Hershey's.
It's an American chocolate, I think.
Hershey's kisses, yes, but just Hershey's in general is just a chocky bar. So that makes me think.
Yeah, but Hershey's dookie. Rainbow kisses. Hershey's kisses.
Okay, right,
are
right.
A thing. They've just put rainbow in it.
No, Hershey's kisses are a chocolatey treat.
Oh, it's what Ashley said with the in the mouth and then, but with a poo.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking as well. Should we find out?
I'm scared.
Yes, please, Tom. Can we find out if it's a jizz and poo smoothie, milkshake type deal?
Okay, so
depending on what you had for breakfast.
Blended and served over ice.
Everything comes down to blending, really, doesn't it?
Does it? A Hershey's...
A spot.
Oh, okay. A Hershey's rainbow kiss. It's like a rainbow kiss, but a Hershey's rainbow kiss.
I assume
kiss.
There's a blue hyperlink there.
Yeah, there is. A
Alex,
Hershey's
can you
rainbow...
edit in the colour blue over that text, please?
Fuck me. A Hershey's rainbow kiss. What that
Ash,
is...
Just one more time. What do you think it is? Just one last time, Ash.
I don't want to.
No? Okay.
I'm frightened.
A Hershey's rainbow kiss.
Sorry, Tom. I accidentally just played the intro music for What the Friction earlier again. Sorry, I leant on the button.
Sorry, Tom. Don't mean to interrupt you. One more time.
Silence in the studio, please.
I've got my hands in the air. I'm wheeled away from my desk. There's nothing that could possibly go wrong
Tom,
now.
Tom, I'm muting my mic as we speak.
A Hershey's rainbow kiss involves a man and a woman participating in the 69 position whilst the woman is on her period. After gathering the sperm into the woman's mouth and the period juice, I don't like that, into the man's mouth, this differs in that one or both parties collect the partner's feces into their mouths before swapping. Ooh. So it's... Both the one you said, Ash, but both person gets poopy and then that gets blended together.
And served over ice.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks.
I don't like that I knew that. Yeah. The fact that the knowledge of what a rainbow kiss was in my head, that's not great.
Not stellar.
Do people do this thing and then just kind of go, right, we've done that and it needs a name. People need to know that this is a thing.
Yes, we've got to delineate that.
With instructions. Why did it have instructions?
Well, because if they just put rainbow kiss, it'd be open for interpretation. We'd all be frightened.
It didn't need to be a tutorial, though.
No, it really didn't, did it?
An easy how-to guide.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my how-to channel. I'd like to talk to you today about how to perform a rainbow kiss or a Hershey's rainbow kiss, depending on what you have for breakfast.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is how I shit on my husband.
But it's out of love. Anyway, I'm the host now, and I'm a just do some Am I the Asshole, which is quite pertinent to what we just spoke about. Anyway, you can guys, you can have a random one, or we can go through some titles and you guys can pick.
Nah, fuck this noise. Randomise me.
Oh, just go random.
Randomise me.
Put it on shuffle, please, Tommy.
Am I the Asshole for talking about my aunt's watermelon ass?
Already, yes.
What do all of those words mean?
Mm. Watermelon's a fruit.
Oh, quite a juicy, succulent fruit.
Yeah.
Quite a...
Oh, yeah. I think I'm following along now. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay.
Tell me about this dump truck ass.
Pickle Wheeze Nene asks, my son and his friend put up a tire swing in the yard for my grandchild. I posted a picture of me swinging on it on Facebook. My aunt... Dad's sister commented on it saying, I hate skinny people. Now, I'm not one for Facebook drama, so instead of commenting back, I just called her. I basically said that I don't talk about her watermelon ass, so she shouldn't be talking about my weight. Now, all my aunts, of which there are 5, are mad at me because apparently skinny people can't be body shamed, and that I should have told her first that I don't like those comments, instead of straight out calling her out on her watermelon ass like I did.
Okay, OP is not the asshole, because you can... What do you mean you can't body shame skinny people? What the fuck is that?
Agreed.
Man, fuck you.
Agreed.
What? Who does your fucking auntie think she is?
Let's just wrap this one up, put a nice little neat bow on it of where we actually stand, and then we can do goofs on it. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody's perfect. You own you. You don't need anybody's acceptance
yes.
or opinions. You're great the way you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
And we love you.
We love you for sure.
Mm. And now, after being lovely, nice and accepting, what I will say is...
So anyway, about these dump truck asses.
About her royal dummy thicknesses.
If you dunk on somebody because of the way that they look, you should automatically expect that you're going to get dunked on back. So the aunt who commented on the poster's weight or lack thereof, should have assumed immediately that every single one of her flaws could be up for being dunked on, and specifically the one that it was her horrid fat ass.
Yes, Tommy, an ass for an ass.
Yes, yes.
Turn the other cheek and get ready for that ass.
Fuck. Yes. Good work, Ash. Listen, Ash, I liked that one.
I've been saving that up. I've been waiting for somebody to mention ass for weeks now.
Hang on. I've just thought of something. Maybe. So the aunt hopped onto www.marksgoodwebsite.org.uk and was scrolling through all of the good posts about faces. And what this post does not include, salient information that is not included in this post, is the aunt is actually the seller of very high quality artisanal tire swings. And it's a posh jobby, guys. It's, if you imagine lying the tire down on the ground and attaching rope in like four corners of the circle, if you could imagine that, equidistance apart from one another, in a square-like arrangement, and suspending that from the tree so that the intention is that your butt does stick out of the bottom of the tire and then you swing with like your legs out like a traditional swing. What if the aunt logged on to marksgoodwebsite.org.uk and saw her piece of shit, dumb, idiot, skinny bitch niece just stood up in the tire, just stood up in it, feet on the ground? That's not how you use it, Jennifer. These are my good swings, made of tires and love, and you are ruining it for everybody.
I would say that, honestly, that's probably the aunt's fault still for not sort of tailoring different products for different, you know, body sizes. So, again, the aunt's the asshole.
Aunt should have probably used a 135 by 50, 14 or something, yeah.
Alex's knowledge of tires.
I bet it was a 225, 50, 18, something like that. 225, 45, 17, something off a 3 series.
Sometimes I just call Alex in the night. I have like a waking nightmare where I can't figure out what tire I need, and I call Alex and every night 3 a.m. Listeners, does that make you not like feel so secure? Like, I just feel loved whenever he tells me a tire size. A little part of me feels better about being skinny.
Hi, my name's Alex and I spent some time working with tires and I know little bits. By the way, don't Google any of those tires. If you've got a car that I mentioned and I gave a tire size for, don't go put one of them on. I don't know. It's just fairly close. It's gonna be close enough, but probably not like the safest, because I did no scope it. Anyway,
we're all gonna get rubber band tires and pimp our rides.
God, I'm out of breath now.
Yeah, good work on that really long, big two speeches. Actually, shall we do another?
Yeah, I just did a soliloquy. I'm gonna sit the next one out, guys. I've used my words up.
Okay, Ash, we'll take this one. Am I the asshole for moving my living room TV into my bedroom? And Flash 2553 asks, my roommate and I had a fight, and she told me that I can stay in my half of our apartment and she'll stay in hers. She's been petty to me and not respecting our boundaries that I've set with other friends, trash talking me and my friends, changing my profiles in our shared streaming services to my ex's names, body shaming me and more. Most of the time, I will vent about it to my other friend and then just get over it and not retaliate. However, she's made it very clear that she doesn't respect me or wants to be friends with me anymore. She's been bringing over an ex-friend of mine for movie nights at our apartment because I have a 72-inch TV that I bought for my apartment. She's constantly being petty, and I think I've hit my breaking point. I own all of the furniture and entertainment in the apartment and essentially everything else that's not in her room. Am I the asshole for wanting to take my television into my bedroom?
First of all, you're the asshole for putting yourself in. Like, if you're enough, if you have the opportunity to move, just fucking move. Like, drop all this stress. You don't need it.
Yeah, not needed.
Like, you people take on stress because they're afraid of the ultimate confrontation. Let me tell you, the ultimate confrontation is not the problem here. Get the confrontation done. Hey, listen, I don't like living with you anymore. You don't like living with me anymore. What are we doing? What's happening?
But let's just say they are, for some reason, you know, locked into their tenancy. Then at that point, I feel as though you should put all of your furniture that you own, put it into storage, right? And literally use those communal areas for what they are, which would be that place that you cook your food and that place that you walk into the apartment. Aside from that, have all of your nice shit in a locked room that you also happen to sleep in. I don't think that that is criminal or even asshole-worthy behavior, especially by the sounds of what your friend has been like. The only problem with moving all of your furniture into your bedroom does pose a problem as to where you will put sofa, probably double bed, tables, chairs, there might be a coffee table in there somewhere. You're going to have to do some extreme, massive, like, renovation in your bedroom to be able to, like, you know, figure this one out. But I don't think it makes you an asshole for doing so. Alex, you can come back now.
Okay, what about if they put in a false floor and gave their bedroom two levels with a small staircase and they just have to crouch and duck everywhere, but then they can stack everything?
Yeah, okay, okay.
What if they just took the plugs off of everything and instead of having, like, the normal plugs, have special, like, if you live somewhere where you don't have, like, UK-style plugs, get some of those 3-pin plugs and just have the adapters in your pocket all the time. So you want to plug, like, the TV in, you just plug your adapter into the wall and then you put your, you know, your American-style two-prong plug in there.
Okay.
No, or you take the fuse out of the plug if it's, like, a 13-amp
fuse. Yeah, just take the fuse out.
No, just put a 5-amp fuse in so it works for a bit until, like, it gets a little bit loud and then it'll cut out.
How about you just take the fuse out and put a bolt there?
Fire.
Listeners, don't do that. Listeners, don't do that.
Fire. Unless... How about child locks on absolutely everything? Just
are
everything.
We assuming her listener, her roommate is a toddler or?
Have you ever tried to open anything that's child locked before? Apart from, like, I don't know, like a...
No, I just take the hinges off.
Okay, yeah, so maybe not that
crosshead
one.
Crosshead screwdriver, off you go.
Sometimes when we're driving, Beth puts the child locks on so I don't get out.
Good, that's smart.
She got very cross at me once because I opened the door on the M1, which is a motorway.
Is there a statute of limitation on being an idiot?
In that specific scenario, the door wasn't shut properly, so I just opened it and shut it at 70 mile an hour. There's no problem there.
Listen, you don't even need to worry about opening your door, because what do you need doors for anyway? UPS vans don't have doors.
That's very true.
How much protection does a door offer you in a car crash?
Some. Not zero.
But better than zero.
Well, I'd rather have the door than not have it, but at the same time, think how steezy you'd look without a door.
Actually, I've just spent the entire day riding motorcycles, and let me count. No doors.
They've not even got a roof.
No, mine has got a roof. I put a roof on mine.
Oh, I saw your motorbike yesterday. I don't think there was a roof on it.
Yeah, exactly. Wrong. Exactly, which means I've had at least 12 hours to implement some modifications.
A roof? Have you seen the BMW moped?
There's
that's
a little
got a roof?
BMW moped thing with a roof.
I have. They're weird.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I really like it.
Really?
I like all weird shit, though.
Should we have one more before the close of my
show me one more asshole.
Give me one more booty hole. This one is, am I the asshole for getting upset that my girlfriend's sister keeps inviting herself into our home? User ZamaRS asks, hi guys, I've been struggling with this issue recently and I've been looking to see if I'm being an asshole about it. I've been in a relationship with my amazing girlfriend for over 5 years. We've only recently moved into our first home together and have both been loving the experience and the freedom. The issue I've been having recently is that since we've moved into our new home, it feels like my girlfriend's sister is constantly inviting herself over. For a bit of reference, myself and my girlfriend are in our mid-20s and her sister is mid-30s, so we're all adults here. There was a point earlier this year where her sister would come round roughly 3 times a week for a few hours at a time whilst we were both working from home. She would also bring her 6-year-old son at times, which has been difficult if her son has a tantrum. Kids will be kids, but preferably not when we're working, right? My girlfriend is aware that it does get on my nerves how often it happens. We've never argued about it, however, she has seen my mood drop and change when she does come around unannounced. I've told her it can feel like being suffocated, however, she is close to her sister and I'm afraid to touch the subject at times. Am I the asshole?
It all depends on how you approach it. Because if you come at it like an asshole, like, oh, listen, your sister's kid's pissing me off all the time, fucking tell them to stop. That's being an asshole. But if you say, hey, I'm really struggling to deal with kind of all the stress of having a child around, I can't focus on what I need to be doing, Can we limit it to like one day a week, you know, or can you go there? That'd be fine. Yeah. It all depends on how you approach it.
That's why people have hobbies, is because when you're in a relationship, your two lives kind of cross over and become very, very similar, and you walk along very similar paths together.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, though, you reach situations like this where you don't agree, and you don't have to agree. And that's why golf exists.
That's fishing, why, yeah.
And the allotments, pubs, you know, allotments, nights out.
Yeah.
Allotments, workshops.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
You know, coffee shops. You can just go sit and chill and do stuff with yourself because, yeah, girlfriend in this situation, if she likes having sister over with six-year-old, cool. That's their thing. You, question asker, am I the assholer Redditman?
Mm.
You need to pick up a good hobby.
Start some woodwork. Do some metal jewellery.
So this is the thing. I really actually empathize with.
See, I've got a friend. Sorry, Tom.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just
cool.
Put a pin in it. Don't forget. Cool. Don't forget your thing. I'm not derailing.
Go for it. You can do it.
I've just thought of a quick question. I've got a friend. He's just started making like metal jewelry. I was just wondering, what's the best way to shout him out? Like, how would I get his name out there and kind of spread the deets?
I think I know him as well, actually.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Actually, you've got the Instagram details and everything. Do you want to just reel that off, that lovely jewelry page on Instagram and Etsy?
I'd love just to. Just so that it's people... Yeah? Hall and Ivy Jewelry. They make, like, twisted jewelry out of Allen keys. They do stuff like brass that's all twisty and whatnot.
Mm.
It's beautiful stuff.
Pendants, they look amazing. I'm ordering one, I think, on the 16th, and I am fucking buzzed about it. So, yeah, guys, get on that.
Some of the designs look like an air-cooled BMW motorcycle engine. Beautiful, with the black and the silver.
Oh, so beautiful, thank you. Oh, yeah. I want to touch them with my face.
Guys, do you think the listeners bought it? Do you think they know it's Ash?
I think they might know it's Ash. It's Ashley.
Guys, it's me. Listeners, you've been fucking conned.
It's a slow game.
Anyway, Tommy, I hope you wrote down the first three words of that sentence because I'm ready to continue with it now.
Okay, so anyway, I empathise with the girlfriend of this Am I the Asshole scenario because I've always had a big family, and at one point in time, Alex, you'll be very familiar, my auntie, uncle and cousin actually lived in a purpose-built house that was basically in our back garden. Wonderful. I loved being around my family, and I would fully expect my family to come round my house once I own one that isn't in the big smokestack London. I would expect them to just come round unannounced, and I would love it because I do the same to my family members. Having said that, though, somebody that doesn't come from a big family or doesn't like unannounced visits, I can also empathise with why they wouldn't like that. So that's why you need to get a Nintendo Switch. You need to get a nice, good pair of noise-cancelling headphones. They will have to be wired because the Nintendo Switch doesn't allow Bluetooth headphones for some reason.
Unless you get some kind of third-party...
adapter.
Jack or extension adapter, something like that. Something that will take the 3.5mm output sound and transmit it wirelessly via Bluetooth. I think Orki makes something like that.
They do, yes. Go and sit in either a bathroom, a bedroom, or even just in your car... And just play some Zelda, you know? You can even get Skyrim on the Switch.
Listen, I'm here to agree with you on that one. That Zelda Breath of the Wild game is incredible.
So just go play some Breath of the Wild.
It is situations such as this that is the catalyst for the invention of the garden shed.
Yeah, just something to go and do. Just go do something and leave them to
certainly
just...
The reason my shed gets any use is because I go and sit in there. I also use my van, though, so...
Just drop in that you've got a van. Pretty cool guy. This is Ash Hall. He's a pretty cool guy. He drives a van.
He's got a van. He's got a van. Not a driving license, but he's got a van, which is pretty cool, you know?
Listen, what do you need a driving license for anyway?
Legalities.
Listen, who cares about legalities?
Accountability.
Identification.
To be able to demonstrate very quickly and easily that you've been able to show you the core competencies, abilities, knowledge and understanding to operate this vehicle on a public highway where you potentially could endanger... You know, other road users or innocent bystanders, pedestrians, things like that.
Yeah.
A couple of different reasons, really, Ash, why it might be important.
Pretty much just bent you over a barrel there, Ash, really, haven't we? So
I'm really getting it today, huh?
Right in the ass hole.
Right in the proverbial schnoz.
Chirp, chirp.
Guys,
chirp,
do you hear that?
chirp. I can hear it. Chirp, I hear chirp, it loud, chirp, clear.
Chirp, chirp. Alex, you hear
saved
it?
Saved by the chirp, frictionator. Chirp, chirp.
This one today, today, as though we haven't done one yet. The second one today, this one is Tallahassee gas mask. That's Tallahassee, as in the place in the United States, and then gas mask. What do we think that is? I think it's...
Tallahassee is Florida, isn't it? Is it Florida?
That is a good fucking... Hold on, Tallahassee. There's a mnemonic device for that, isn't there?
We're watching The Office currently, and I'm pretty sure Tallahassee is in Florida.
I think it might even be the capital of Florida.
Wait, do states have capitals?
I don't think there is a capital of a state, right?
Yeah, so you get the state capitals. I'm certain that you get state capitals.
What the fuck is the capital of, like, state? Denver. What's
Denver's in Canada, isn't it?
Well, not that one, then. No, wait, isn't Denver in Colorado?
I have no geographic knowledge.
I think Denver... Oh, have we just stumbled on something here that states have capitals? Because Denver may be the capital of...
Is America fake and actually just actors?
I don't think America's real.
America, I'm an America denier.
Tom, I may have forgotten the question.
It's not a question, it's an urban what the frictionary.
Tommy, I may have forgotten the urban what the frictionary.
Okay, so it's Tallahassee gas mask and... Yeah, I just think it's... I think it's fart-related, again.
I also think it's fart-related. But I think maybe it's going to be like putting like a... Putting a used fishing net... No, that's not going to work to hold a fart. Maybe just put a pillowcase over your girlfriend's face.
Fart in a hat, hat over the face. That's it. That's surely got to be it, right?
A Tallahassee gas mask is when, in the summer... Because they get lots of bugs in Florida when you're driving in the early evening or mid evening, late evening, and you hold your head out of the window of your car like a dog, and you get covered in bugs, and that's a Tallahassee gas mask.
I love it. I'm here for it. I believe it.
Let's go. Let's find out. Okay, so a Tallahassee gas mask. Oh, it's to shit inside of a shower cap and then sneak up behind someone. You then hold them back and put the shitty cap on their face like a gas mask.
I don't like it, though.
No, me neither. Would you guys like to hear the, just before, Ash, you take over, the example for this one, as dictionaries are wont to do? It says...
No, but yes.
It says, I'm tired of my roommate giving me Tallahassee gas masks. I'm just never going to buy a shower cap again.
You are underreacting, sir. That act warrants more of a reaction than that. Be much crosser.
It's the poo you should be worried about. Yeah, the poo and the person, not the overabundance of shower caps, buddy. Ash, take it away, bud.
After that, I don't think I can. I feel nauseous.
It's a good segue into your segment, Ash.
What? Shitty shower caps? That's very fair. I'd like to talk today about the ideal pranks, the things we have done or would like to do just to fuck with people.
I think the best prank I ever did.
Oh no.
Was to Ashley. Do you remember? Do you remember the one?
I don't want to talk. Yeah, no, you can tell that one, buddy, because I still find little flavour sachets in my house sometimes.
So Ash had just moved into a new house. I spent the weekend moving in, getting furniture in, boxes and all sorts of that. And we were buttoning up. So just final little task, move the sofa where it needs to be, get that box in the right room, and then cool, that's a job for the next week. And Ash was just going to nip out because he'd found a wardrobe on Facebook Marketplace. And he was nipping out to go and grab it very quickly. And I could help get it up the stairs. And he handed me his debit card on the way out and was like, I've just moved house. I've got barely any money, but I need to do a food shop. Mate, can you do me a favour? Can you walk down to the Aldi down the road and spend like 30 quid on a week's worth of food for me? And I was like, buddy, you know, of course I can. Of course I can. No problems at all. I'll see you when you get back. So I trotted down the road, walked into the Aldi, and I was eyeing up all of the meals. And bearing in mind, I'd just moved house for you, Ash. I was very tired, and I was trying to meal plan and think about getting you the necessary vitamins for a growing boy, getting you vegetables. And then I found a selection of instant noodles, super noodles, as you may know them by.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, I think there were about 19 pence per packet.
Yeah.
And I spent 30 British pounds.
Oh, yeah, no, it sounds bad now, Tom. It gets better.
So I took them back to his house. I had to alleviate the supermarket of and trolley to help with the logistics, the transport. And I got them home. And what I did was build a dividing wall running down the centre of his living room of noodles, left myself a little escape hole, and then left. And that in its own right was fantastic. It's a double whammy prank, though. There's a secret, a second element, a level to this prank.
There were like four secondary pranks here. You've not mentioned my you know what? I'll let you go all the way and then I'll see if you remember the bit that most wound me up.
I remember the bit immediately. You had a fish tank.
I had a fish tank. Tom, when I say like a fish tank, I don't mean like...
No fish in it.
Right, it wasn't a small fish tank, though. It was like three feet by two feet.
It was 6 foot. It was massive. It huge thing. I could have laid down in it.
You probably couldn't have laid down in it. Oh, I could probably have laid down in it. It was like a 5 foot, 6 foot fish tank. It was fucking ridiculous.
Gotcha, okay.
I filled it with noodles. I made noodles in it.
Okay, cool. Good, cool. Big snack. A big pranky snack.
Yeah, and then when Ash moved into ours for a brief spell, he brought his noodles with him because he hadn't consumed them. You actually got through a shitload of them.
I lived on those. Like, I can't say, I was very poor, and it was like such a blessing because like sometimes I'd just be like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Cool.
Super noodles.
When you moved out, when you got your place now, you left them in our loft. And when we moved out, like a year later, I found this box, this mystery secret box of instant noodles, and in the dead of night drove to your house and left them on your doorstep, just upended the box.
It's like a haunted box of super noodles. What a wonderful prank.
It's like, that's the noodle's half-life.
Yeah.
The damage a noodle can inflict years on.
I still find, like, because I put them in boxes and I've moved house so much... Sometimes I'll open like a box, it'll be like an old shirt and then a pack of super noodles. I just have a little laugh to myself. You know what I mean? Like my grandkids are going to go through my shit when I've died. I'll be like, open a toolbox, it'll be full of chicken super noodles.
Well, I've got a prank for you guys if you want to hear it.
More than anything in the world, yes, please.
I think, Ash, this one, particularly you, it will upset you. So this is actually a story that my mum and my dad have told me multiple times. The first house that they moved into after my parents had gotten married, it was a lovely place. They were very happy with it, and Dad spent, you know, a lot of money and time, I believe, fixing up the garden, making it both presentable and livable. My mum and dad then went on their honeymoon to Florida. I think they went to Disneyland and everything. Apparently, it was very nice.
There's a place in Florida called Tallahassee. Don't know if you knew.
Yeah, I think it's the capital. And on my dad's return, he came into the living room and they had big patio doors and he glanced out at his lovely garden. And it turns out that the prank that my dad's friends had played on my dad was that they thought it would be hilarious to just tear up all of the patio in the garden when you consider that the garden was... probably 75% patio. My father was understandably cross when there was just no garden left and just mud.
How can anybody play a prank on sweet dear Timmy?
Sweet old man Timmy. But I can't actually wrap my head around his friend's thought process. What would be a funny prank to play on my newly married friend? I'll ruin his fucking garden.
We stole a guy called Connor's motorcycle from outside the pub once. He used to leave his motorcycle unlocked all the time outside the pub in Sleaford. And at one point, we were just like, fuck it, he's never going to learn. So we just walked it down the road to the car park behind the school. We used to do that all the time to people, though.
Yeah, we used to do actual... That was proper theft, though, wasn't it? Maybe we don't admit to that one. I don't think he knows about it to this
Alex,
day.
Alex, were you there when we told... I think we told, like, this kid at market. There was a moped. I think it might have been, like, some kid called Liam's. But he was like, oh, I'm going to nick his ped. I was like, oh, well, it won't start. You'll need to bump start it. Now, mopeds don't have... Well, they do have a clutch, but it's not controlled by a piercing.
It's a secret clutch.
Centrifugal.
It's so secret that it only happens to work or release when it's spinning. So you can't bump start them, but watching this guy run up and down with this pedal and jump on it, trying to start it for like maybe 25 minutes, it's gorgeous.
That is the perfect little brother prank, that is. I could get my little brother with that, and either of your two little brothers with that. That is the ideal little brother prank.
That's a, hey, you want to have a test ride on this ped, just bump start it.
But I feel really bad for the bloke, because my first car, which was a really ugly black Corsa that had a hole in the actual, like, footwell of the car.
Flintstones.
Yeah, I just had to run it everywhere. No, but the battery was severely, severely broken to the point where if you played the stereo whilst the car was idle for more than about a minute, the battery died.
Good.
And so it was a regular occurrence for me to have to bump start my car in the school car park or at a friend's house at like 1 a.m. So I feel
Tom,
for that kid though.
For goodness sake, a battery for that type of Corsa would have been about £15.
And that was what I used to earn a week. So relative to my earnings, fucking hell.
It's weird, isn't it, what you choose over spending any amount of money. Like, you choose the inconvenience over...
Mm-hmm.
I choose to put fuel inside of my car instead of having the ability to start my car.
I choose to have it go long distance. It's like my back door's been fucked forever, but I can still lock it. I've probably spent hours wrestling with that door every single, like, over the last 2 years.
I've spent hours ruining your back door, Ash.
Every time you come over, just kicking it one more time.
No, as in, like, to do sex to it. But, like, the back door is your bottom.
Please stop fucking my back door.
This has been a bumhole related episode, really, hasn't it? A sphincter show.
They are all a bit bum based.
Just an interesting observation. Really.
Also, off topic on pranks, but can we talk about how earlier on, the only thing in our group chat, listeners, was about 14 messages of us misspelling or mispronouncing Bill Gates' name?
If you're going to raise it, we might as well read through it. Everybody get the group chat up.
We'll do our own messages.
For context, Tommy, you sent some images. You start off with some descriptors there of what the catalyst of this was.
Okay, so the catalyst was that my work's computer was being very, very slow and sad. So I clicked the ye old restart button. I then sent a picture of my computer restarting. And I then wrote to the boys that after about 10 minutes of the computer just saying restarting, that a big blue screen came up and a sad face, sad emoji came up.
Blue screen of death.
And it said, your PC ran into a problem and needs to restart. We're just collecting some error info and then we'll restart for you. To which I said to the boys, fucking thanks, Billiam Gates. Why do you think I clicked restart Windows in the first place? After some, you know, just general chit-chat, Ashley trying to fix my work-based problem, Alex said...
No thank you, William Hingefence.
Which we all thought was a very, very good banter.
That's a good basis for a joke there, because it's like Bill Gates, it's Hingefence.
But it's not, it's Hingefence, isn't it? Very good, very good, very nice.
So I then said Billiam Picket Gap.
Bilzo Badwall.
William Entrance.
Bill Fencehole.
I then spelt William backwards, which is unpronounceable. Melu. Mm-hmm. Egress. And then I said William Sliding Patio Door.
Waldo Woolwalk Place.
Gary, it's 4 p.m. on a Friday. I'll finish this wooden structure designed to restrict the movement of people and animals on Monday.
Billy Big Hinge Structure on a Wall.
Microsoft Man.
Sweater Daddy.
The father of the Trillo books.
Uncle Fenceman.
Bill Gates.
There we go, we fucking razzed it.
Bill Gates, the perfect ender to everybody's favourite. I did try and finish off with a Squilliam Fancy Pants, but I put Fancy Space Pants, so now it just looks like I just put that.
Yeah,
you just said those words. So what we spent some time doing there, chaps, is turning a you-had-to-be-there moment into radio, so hopefully that goes well.
Listen, you ungrateful fucks listening, better have laughed at that you had to be there. Whether or not you were there... You're listening. It'd be polite to laugh, wouldn't it?
It was in the 33% majority group chat. You were all there. All 1 million of you.
Much in the same way that entire segment was the end of comedy. I think we also have actually reached the end of the program too, quite aptly.
Thank God for that, because I had no more Bill Gates jokes to make.
Look at that for timing.
Tom, have we just hit 1 million listeners?
Tom, has it been 1 million?
I feel like we just hit we hit a big milestone. It was 1 million, something like that, billion listeners.
It was one of those numbers. 1 million, 1 billion.
It was either of those two very big numbers.
It was just 1,000, but 1,000, I think million. In terms of...
1,000 million. That's like 1 billion. That sounds like it's almost 1 billion.
That does sound like it might be close to 1 billion.
So to all 1,000 billion of you, thank you so much for listening. We're sorry that some of you didn't like the dungeon episode. We're also elated that some of you loved the dungeon episode.
Mixed emotions here today.
Yeah. To those of you who did enjoy the dungeon episode, please do, through our Instagram or through our email, please let us know. We are considering having a sort of a separate podcast to potentially just drop some Dungeons and Dragons episodes here and there. So if that is of interest to you and you would like to hear it weekly, bi-weekly, please send us a message. Ash, he manages our Instagram. He'd love to hear from you. He doesn't really talk to many people other than the two of us and his partner.
It's very true.
He's very lonely. Please.
I'm so lonely. Please, Instagram me pictures of your pets.
Yeah.
One more thing to address before we sign off the show. Just one last thing to kind of mention. Because we record on a Friday and this will come out on the Tuesday. So fucking get in there, England. Well, bloody
go on,
well
England.
Played.
Yeah.
Fucking it came home, didn't it?
Fucking football came coming home.
Yeah. Stupendous. Well done.
Wait, and guys, side? Also. Yeah, we just have to do the other. Yeah, fucking shame about that.
Such
fucking,
a shame. We had
I really
a nice
like that player,
watching,
but his behaviour off the pitch really puts me off.
Just
him,
really
so.
Puts me off. I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah.
Good team effort. We did try. It was nice to see so many people out. There's always
We got far.
It's always
there's
next
year.
Do it next
time. Next year or the year
whenever.
Yeah.
Or every 4 years.
Yeah, well done to the team, though. Do you know, I'm proud of our England team. I'm proud of our boys, all
well
right?
Done,
they tried really fucking
and
hard.
Now,
so.
And now we'll just sing the national anthem, which we all know.
Okay.
God save the gracious queen.
Something
about liberty.
Bar with the bar, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. It's something like that.
This has been a podcast. I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson.
I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe.
I've also been your host, Ashley Hall. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.